The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I've been noticing more and more as of late, and perhaps you've also noticed this, that the current iteration, the modern American, we see them every day. We are one of them. We are these dynamic creatures, and we've equipped and armed ourselves with smartphones, and we now have access to the lifetime of human information right there in our hand. It's right there in our pocket. We've got artificial intelligence. We've created absolute super intelligence that should help us to be more thoughtful, should help us to be more mindful, should help us to be more attentive, should help us to be more forward thinking. But at the same time, we have, I don't know if there's a direct correlation or if it's causation, our attention span has shrunk with the amount of technology and innovation that we've created. And there's this new, and I know it's not new, it's carpe diem, but it's live like there's no tomorrow. Live like there's no tomorrow. And by the looks of things, when you look around and you assess ordinary, average, current American, they are actually taking it way further than I think the good Lord or whoever else ever intended. Think about it like this. Why save a dollar when you can spend $2? Why eat a vegetable when there's a cheeseburger that's crying out for purpose and wants you to help it meet said purpose? Why rest when you can caffeinate yourself into oblivion? And why plan for anything when improvising has worked? Well, it really has never worked. It really doesn't lead to anything great when we just improvise life instead of actually sitting down and thinking about it and planning for it. So this whole philosophy of live like there's no tomorrow, could we boil it down? Could we reduce it down to, if I might die at midnight tonight, I ought to make a fool of myself until 11:59. Maybe. Is that noble? Is it entertaining? Maybe. And then you hear people say, and I'm sure that you've heard people say this, maybe you've actually said it, that I die for my family. I die for my kids. It sounds just really profound. It sounds poetic, especially around, you know, special occasions and holidays and election season and all that stuff. But if you suggest to these same heroic people who would, in fact, put their life on the line for their loved ones, if you suggest that they should live for their kids instead of dying for them, as in save some money, avoid getting diabetes, refrain from screaming at your favorite barista or a cashier, they suddenly become more philosophical. They say, well, now let's not get carried away. Dying for somebody takes about 3 seconds of bad luck. Living for somebody takes about 18 years of laundry and dishes and meals. And my goodness, that's hard. So no wonder why martyrdom is such a popular thing. When you peel back the layers, you don't need to peel them back too far. Then it becomes pretty obvious. So somewhere along the way, prudence became about as fashionable as shingles, rickets, something terrible. Kind of out the window, being prudent. You tell somebody to live like there's no tomorrow, and they'll get high fives. They'll, you know, buy a jet ski. They'll increase increase my credit card balance. You kind of get the idea. But you tell that same person to live like there's a tomorrow, and they'll look at you like, you know, you've asked them to just do the worst thing in the world, to eat a bowl full of crap. So live like there is a tomorrow, prepare, take care of my body, consider that there's consequences for my actions. Oof. Who do you think I am? Am I like a monk? No. So one of my favorites, somebody I talk about a lot, Nietzsche, he suggested that we live our lives as if we would happily relive them over and over and over again for eternity. And that certainly is a troubling proposition for anybody who keeps making the same foolish decisions with the enthusiasm of a puppy and the memory of a goldfish. Our friend Sisyphus pushed a boulder uphill forever.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What are we doing? What is this contemporary American doing? Well, I guess that they're pushing a shopping cart full of processed food and unexamined ideas. And not forever, for a pretty limited amount of time. What about our friend Maslow? He politely reminds us that becoming our best selves requires effort. Hard. Unglamorous. Repetitive effort. That's not appealing or attractive. So what I'm supposed to do is appreciate the value of work and commitment and consistent effort and refined effort. That's what you want me to do. Yeah, that is what is required. But if Maslow has a hierarchy of needs and the pyramid, which we all remember, I think that contemporary American person would say, well, you know what? You know what's going to be it on that pyramid is certainly Wi-Fi has got to be there. We're going to need snacks. There's going to be plenty of excuses. And unfortunately, if we are to get what we really want, that needs to be replaced with the idea that we need to live like life like there is a tomorrow. And the truth is, though, that most tomorrows do, in fact, arrive. Even when we hope that they won't, even when we pray that they won't. Oh my gosh, facing another morning. That feeling of dread that way too many of us get. And this was me for a really long time, and it certainly still is. Sometimes I am not more evolved or better or whatever than anybody else. Just stuff that I'm working at. So if you do have that horrible impending doom and sense of anxiety on Sunday evening and certainly Monday morning when your alarm goes off, I totally get it. But that's the truth, is that tomorrow, God willing, and probably will, in fact, arrive. Even when we don't want it to, but when the next day does arrive, when the tomorrow does show up, you know what comes along with those tomorrows? Credit card statements, an aching back, disappointed, distracted, not locked in kids, and the consequences of yesterday's YOLO decisions. Those are all showing back up. So it takes zero courage to burn life to the ground in the name of no tomorrow. It takes actual courage to build a tomorrow that you would actually want to live in. But that's really slow work. That is an uphill both ways and, you know, 3 feet of snow kind of a deal. And you certainly, that is not super Instagram worthy, is it? Not putting uphill both ways in the snow on Instagram. A couple people are, but not too many of us. So if you insist on living like there's no tomorrow, well, suit yourself. But brothers and sisters, do not be surprised when tomorrow shows up, pulls up a chair, and hands you the bill. Because we always owe. We are always owing. As for me, and maybe you, I'll be over here living as though I'll still be alive on Thursday, saving money, tending to my health, investing in my peace of mind, quietly climbing a small mountain, which is called responsibility. Because while dying for one's family is a really dramatic thing, living well for them is actually a useful thing. Finally, the reports of tomorrow's death are greatly exaggerated. So, I would die for my kids. Well, would you live for them? That is way more heroic. That is way more valuable. That is way more useful. Unless, of course, you have a giant life insurance policy on yourself. And if that's the case, then perhaps dying for your kids would, in fact, be the most pragmatic. What an interesting exercise that is. Why not go down that path? If I had a $10 million life insurance policy, would I be better off being alive for my kids or not? That's a really morbid, awful thing to say and to think about. But it might be worth kicking around. And if your answer is, you know what, better off dead, well, then I advocate and suggest and implore you to rethink the whole program, to rethink the whole enterprise. What would it take for you to start living for your loved ones, start living for your kids, to start acting like there is, in fact, a tomorrow, and I must be there to do what must be done? Do your part by doing your best.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.